Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This NFL Week 16 Thursday Night Football Player Props Edition of the NFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by Game Time. Game Time makes the perfect holiday gift. Sign up at gametime.co and you use promo code CFBX for $20 off. Again, that's gametime.co using promo code CFBX.
And Peggy the shot, the ground down, failed. He missed the catch, and he gets in for the touchdown. The catch is made by Calvin Ridley.
Wilson.
Welcome, everyone, to the PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Wednesday, December the 20th, currently 2:30 on the East Coast, here to get into our Thursday night football player props between the New Orleans Saints visiting the Los Angeles Rams. And joining me here to help me break it all down, you guys know him as one of the hardest working men in the sports betting space. It's my main man, Crispy Kappen. Chris, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
What's up? You know, I'm doing all right, man. It's it's a beautiful time of the year. We got all these sports again. We starting to get some. We just got a brief ramp up in the NBA with the in season tournament, and I think that was very delightful to our sports betting taste buds. So NFL, season coming to an end. We got a lot of meaningful football coming up, and I'm excited to get into it and talk about what I think should be another pretty good Thursday night football game. I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, definitely. We've got playoff implications in this game between the Saints and the Rams. Rams, have came out of absolutely nowhere, and they've won some games here over the past six to seven weeks here in the NFL. And you look at it, obviously, they're not going to be able to catch the San Francisco 49ers in that NFC West division. But right now, they do have a record sitting at 7-7. They are in that playoff picture in the NFC, and I'm trying to pull up the exact standings for them. So right now the Rams are in that seventh spot, for that wild card spot right now in the, NFC. So they've turned it around, and the Saints are also sitting at 7-7, but more importantly for the Saints, they are battling for that NFC South division where they are currently tied with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Buccaneers do hold the, tiebreaker, at least for the division right now. So huge, huge game for both of these teams here for Thursday night football. So it should be a good one here on Thursday night. I kind of want to get into the Rams here briefly, Chris, with you. And this team early on, at least I think their season win total was around 6-6.5. And I think that there were some concerns about this team that that they would take a step back. After winning the Super Bowl a couple seasons ago, they kind of went all in, traded a lot of their draft capital, to accumulate that Super Bowl roster. I mean, there was rumors of Sean McVay maybe retiring. Aaron Donald's name was in that conversation. Matthew Stafford getting up there as well. But they've really re-ramped his roster, especially on the offensive side of the football. Obviously, when you have Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua has been an absolute revelation in his rookie year for the Los Angeles Rams. I think you feel like Matthew Stafford is past the elbow issues that he was dealing with at the beginning of the season and the offseason. And then Kyren Williams coming back for the running game as well, where they've really lacked in that department. But he's been an absolute workhorse for them, and he's been racking up not only the attempts but also the yardage, and kind of taking some of that pressure off of Matthew Stafford. But Matthew Stafford over the past couple of weeks, man, looks like Matthew Stafford of the Detroit Lions. He's looked really good and translated to wins for them right now in that driver's seat for that seventh spot in the playoff picture here, Chris. But, you know, what have you kind of seen from this Rams team that's kind of, I guess, rejuvenated themselves and put themselves in the playoff picture?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is what you just said. You know, if I think it's, you know, Stafford, you know, getting a little more healthier. Like you said, at the beginning of the season, he was coming back from the injury. And we've seen this time in and time out when players, you know, miss the, you know, when they miss the preseason or they miss those first couple games, it can take a while, right? To get that chemistry down pack. You know, him and Cooper Kupp have a great relationship, as the stats can kind of tell, you know, going back through the years. But, you know, even Puka Nacua, like, you know, having him back. And the other part is that running game, right? I know when we at the, you know, first couple weeks of the season, you know, we were targeting Stafford passing yards a lot. And I think a big part of that was because we knew that they weren't going to run the ball. So now you get, you know, a little bit more of a balanced attack. Williams has been great for this team running the ball. I'm pretty sure you're going to talk about him. If not, I know I will talk about him, you know, throughout this, you know, throughout the episode and kind of shed a little more light on him. But yeah, I mean, they and it's always, this is why, you know, if I always say that sports in general is the greatest drama on TV, because the Rams look like they're absolutely going nowhere. I mean, three losses in a row and four losses in five games, start the season out really, really bad. And then they beat the Seahawks. They go to Arizona, beat the Cardinals. Then you beat the Browns. You barely lose to the Ravens, and they probably would have won that game had they been able to convert some touchdowns and not settle for field goals in that game, because 31 points is more than enough. And you, of course, you come home and you take care of the shorthanded Commanders, and just like that, you know, we're talking about them, you know, potentially, you know, making a little noise and you know, doing something in the playoffs. So, you know, football in general, you know, it's just that you know, overreaction, I think, as we see from the fans typically. But this Rams team said, don't write me off yet, you know, and if you do, I won't write back. I think it's been a little bit of all that, you know, just a more balanced attack between running, rushing the ball, and letting this defense get off the field. You know, when you can dominate time of possession, you know, your defense is going to play a little bit better. And you go through the games, they haven't given up 20 points, but 20 points or more, but one time in the last 6 weeks. So a lot of it, I think, for me, enough is, you know, just – everything kind of clicking right now, all together for this team. A lot of good synergy right now, and it's good because you don't want to peak too hot, especially when you're talking about NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I agree 100% everything that you just said there, right? And again, this team has championship pedigree, right? Obviously, when you have a great head coach and Sean McVay starts there, Matthew Stafford, you know, in my eyes, definitely a future Hall of Famer for sure. Cooper Kupp, I mean, his resume speaks for himself. The dude is an absolute machine. And I think the having, you know, Ruku mentioned Puka Nacua in his rookie year, Tyler Higbee has been great for them as well. So, you know, I'm rooting for this team. I really do like Sean McVay. I like Matthew Stafford, like Cooper Kupp. You know, it's always, I know, fun to root for those guys. So hopefully, you know, they continue to, playing well for the remainder of the season. We have about, what, three games left for each team, you know, as we wind down the season here. Chris, before we do get into our player props here for the Thursday night football game between the Saints and the Los Angeles Rams, let me tell everyone about Prize Picks, man. Prize Picks is the most fun I've had, winning up to 25 times my money this football season. Now I can play during basketball season as well. And it's pretty simple to play on Prize Picks. So all you got to do is select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. It's pretty much that simple. With the basketball season here, you can now pick combo projections across football and basketball from the Specials Leagues tab. And it's a league created specifically for combo projections that includes two or more players from different sports or leagues. So, for example, on Thursday Night Football, you want to get down on Matthew Stafford to have more than 1.5 passing touchdowns, and you want to get down on LeBron James to have more than on his points projection that is going to be there for the Thursday night game. Well, you can do that along on Prize Picks, and they have created that special league specifically for combo projections, like I mentioned. And you can also play along some of Prize Picks' favorite players, like rapper Meek Mill and comedian Andrew Schultz. You can now find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community every single week. Prize Picks even offers a reboot policy so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For example, for football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player is rebooted. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy. So all you got to do is go to prizepicks.com/SGPN and use promo code SGPN for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, that's prizepicks.com/SGPN using code SGPN. Stay tuned towards the end of the episode. Chris and I will put together a Prize Picks entry for the Thursday night football game. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. All right, Chris, let's get into our player props here for the Thursday night football game between the Saints and the Rams. I'll let you lead off, my man. What do you got?
All right, so I think the last time I did a Thursday night football episode, Minoff, it was terrible. I got a reverse sweep, and it was the game where the Cowboys played the Seahawks, and I was targeting all those unders. I don't know if you remember that or not, but that was absolutely terrible. So trying to get it back, because I all the bets that I talk about are the ones that I place, and I lose them. So trying to get the people a winner, some winners today. So. And this one, I don't think I want to I don't want to say that I don't like under still, but I'm looking towards some overs. Let's just say like that. Kind of hard to figure out how I want to play this guy, but I'm looking at Stafford first and foremost. You know, his passing touchdowns, tap it juice. I see it at -130 for him to throw over 1.5. And I like that look a lot in this game. For me, what we kind of talked about with this Rams team, you know, like them just kind of getting hot at the right time, in the season, that's what they've been doing. You know, over the last four games straight, they have a total of 12 touchdowns in those last four games. And Stafford's really been kind of slinging the ball left and right. I know it's because I'm not only watching, but I got Cooper Kupp on my fantasy team. Puka Nacore's been in there as well. On the opposite side, you look at the Saints, they have not – they've been a bend but don't break defense. It's one of the things that's kind of kept them in games throughout the season because they do give up yards, but it's really, really hard to score, you know, when you get down there towards the red zone. Jared Goff, however, and Tyler Begnoid did throw for 2 touchdowns versus this defense. And I think it's pretty telling that you go back and look at the last couple weeks for the Saints defense. I mean, they just had a game where they played against Carolina. So you're not expecting them to, you know, to Carolina to score a bunch of, you know, throw for a bunch of touchdowns. But also looking at the Saints, they also had a game where they played against the Giants. And you see DeVito only, I don't even think he threw for a touchdown last week. So I think it's pretty telling that, you know, their defense has been so sound and stout recently, but this prop is juiced towards the over. So I'm going to take Stafford at home, not having to travel at all, kind of getting his legs underneath from feeling healthier than he's been throughout the season and having a bunch of offensive weapons. You know, I'm going to take him over 1.5 passing touchdowns here.
Yeah, I have the same exact one here as what you mentioned, right? And just because everything that you just mentioned there, that, you know, we talked about it with the Rams, that they're healthy, like their offensive guys, they're healthy. And Matthew Stafford over the last 4 weeks here has gone over this projection of 1.5 passing touchdowns in every single one of those games. 3 out of the last 4 weeks, he's thrown for at least 3 touchdowns. Last week against the Commanders, he had 2. And like you mentioned it, right? Like the Saints haven't faced the greatest quarterback competition throughout the season, especially in their own division, where you go up against guys like Desmond Ridder. You go up against guys like Bryce Young. And then you have, obviously, like you mentioned, Tommy DeVito last week that came into your town. So those are what, 4 or 5 different games within your own division. Then Tommy DeVito, and I haven't gone through their entire schedule, but Matthew Stafford's had a lot of success against the Saints in his career as well. They played last season, and he had 2 passing touchdowns in that game in New Orleans, but he's had 6 straight games head-to-head against the Saints where he's thrown for at least 2 passing touchdowns. And I know this goes back to his days with the Detroit Lions, but again, right now it's a buy button on Matthew Stafford, so I'm 100% agreeing with you about Matthew Stafford over 1.5 passing touchdowns in this game. So glad we agree on that one. All right, Chris, take us over to player problem number two, man. What do you got?
So let's go opposite side of the field and opposite side of the ball. Opposing team. I'm looking at Alvin Kamara in this spot. You know, I see his rushing, well, not his rushing yards, his receiving yards. I think this could be a spot where they're actually, I think this line was at 4. I saw it at 4.5 when I woke up this morning. So it could be a spot where, you know, the Rams are playing from in front. And if that's the case, even if it's not the case, you know, if I think Alvin Kamara gets a lot, we've talked about this throughout the show, throughout the season, he gets a lot of dump downs. He's one of the, you know, favorite receivers for Derek Carr in this offense. I'm just going through and looking at his receptions. 5 last week against the Giants, 4 the week before against Carolina. Not his receptions, his targets, 8 against Detroit, 5 against Atlanta, 7 against Minnesota, 5, 14, 8. I mean, the numbers just go on. You know, I know some wide receivers that are probably a little bit jealous of how many targets these guys are getting because running backs don't see this many targets. And his receiving prop is 29.5 on the move. So definitely shop around, you know, get the best number, but I see 29.5 at -114, not juiced at all. I've looked at the, counterpoint. I wanted to look at the Rams defense, you know, and see how many receiving yards they've given up the running backs. They've actually been pretty good. They haven't really given up a bunch of receiving yards, but I do see, 2 of the last 6 weeks where they have given up, 30 plus receiving yards to opposing running backs. So I think as long as the receptions of them, you know, this one to me feels, pretty good. Especially the other thing I want to mention, the other part of the handicap is Chris Olave was just upgraded to limited, which, you know, to me only means more dynamic playmaking from a guy that you can get the ball to and, you know that he can get down the field and create at least a play of 10, 15 yards. You go through and just look at his long receptions as well. He has at least one reception of 13 yards in pretty much every single game this season. But, just to put a number to that, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of the last 10 weeks, he has at least one reception for at least 13 yards. So, I think Alvin Kamara catches a few passes here, we know he can catch the ball, he's not just targeted, but he can catch the ball and get down the field, especially with, that pass rush coming from St. Louis as well, trying to get the ball out of Derek Carr's hands a little fast.
Yeah, I think that for Alvin Kamara, I mean, I looked at the same numbers that the Rams have actually been pretty good against the running backs, at least, through the air. But I think Alvin Kamara is a different animal when it comes to those type of stats, right? Because we know, and I think the number one thing that you mentioned, the handicap, is just a pure number of targets that he gets for him to, whether it gets over his receptions or whether he gets over his receiving yards. And I think it's obviously correlated that, if he's going to get the targets, he's going to go over this projection of the receiving yards and or the receptions here as well. So, I'm not going to argue against it. Alvin Kamara receptions, I definitely can get behind that for sure. All right, for my next player problem, I'll go over to the tight end position for the LA Rams. Looking at Tyler Higbee over 23.5 receiving yards. This one is on the move to about 24.5. And this one's pretty simple for me, Chris, that the New Orleans Saints on the season are allowing, on the season, they're allowing 55 receiving yards to that tight end position. But if you want to trim that down and look at more recent stats, so I trimmed this down to week 10 because I usually like getting that about 4 to 5 game sample. So since week 10, the Saints are allowing at the tight end position 8 receptions, which is the most in the entire National Football League. They're allowing close to 11 targets per game to that tight end position, which is the second most. And they're allowing 87.6 receiving yards to that tight end position, which is the most since week 10 in the National Football League as well. You take a look over the last 3 weeks for Tyler Higbee. He's had at least 4 targets in 3 straight weeks. He's had at least 5 targets in 2 of the last 4 weeks. And he's actually gone over this projection of 23.5 receiving yards in three straight weeks as well. He had 29 against the Cardinals, 35 against the Cleveland Browns, and then last week, 36 yards against the Washington Commanders. So I think that if there is some type of emphasis on the defensive side of the football for the Saints to slow down, you know, whether it's Puka Nacua or whether it is Cooper Kupp, I think that Tyler Higbee will be that guy that's going to benefit, you know, in getting those targets and touches and getting over this number of 23.5. And, you know, if you want to get a little bit spicy with it, if you want to ladder this up as well, I don't hate it. But I thought this number was really conservative when I did see Tyler Higbee at 23.5, Kirk Chris. So I'm taking Tyler Higbee over 23.5 receiving yards.
Yeah, you know, this the reason why I like Tyler Higbee, we always talk about tight ends and we talk about them being able to exploit the middle of the field. We also talk about, you know, I talked about this a little bit earlier. I didn't really put a lot of numbers behind it, but when I'm looking at this, you know, this Saints defense, like I said, for people who don't, you know, necessarily watch them a lot, don't get it twisted. They're pretty good defense, but they give up yards. Like I said, this team is not, you know, one of the teams that just, you know, locking you down and making you punt the ball away every possession. So I do think that he'll be able to exploit the middle of the field. Like you said, he's gone over, you know, that trend is continuing to happen with him just being able to go over this. And I like him, you know, I like this number a lot for Higbee. I think, you know, Stafford has a lot of mouths to feed, but he's doing a really good job of, you know, taking care of all of his guys.
It really is. Yeah, I agree. All right. Before we get over to our next round of player props here, Chris, let me tell everyone about Hall of Fame bets. The win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame bets, a sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame bets' revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame bets. And we're also brought to you by Game Time. Look, it's that time of year where there are tons of sports going on right now. College basketball, NBA, NFL, NHL, college football, bowl season is here as well. And playoffs are right around the corner for the NFL as well. And you probably want to get out to some of these games. And maybe you don't want to get out to a sporting event. Hey, maybe there's a comedy show that's in your area or there's a music concert that you want to get out to. Well, let Game Time help you out with that, because buying tickets to these events, it shouldn't have to be stressful at all. And that's why Game Time is here. They're going to take away that stress of buying those tickets, and they're going to make it easy for you, and they're going to make you get excited and get hyped for the fun that you're going to have at these events without having to stress about buying these tickets. So they have killer deals on last-minute tickets and their best prices guarantee. And you can stop, like I mentioned, stressing over the tickets and start getting hyped for the fun you're going to have. And some of the great things I love about their app is that, like I mentioned, they have great flash deals and last minute tickets available. And it's easy to find tickets for every kind of event in your area. And the best part I love about it is that you actually get an image of your seat before you actually purchase those tickets, so you won't have any surprises when you actually get to this event. And guess what? The Game Time guarantee, well, that means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time is going to credit you 110% of the difference. That's how confident they are in their prices. You can buy tickets in a matter of seconds, two taps, and you're all set to go. And the tickets are sent directly to your phone, so you don't have to haggle through the mailbox waiting for them to come in, or you think they're going to get lost, or waiting, you know, trying to find them in your email box. Nope, they're sent directly to the app. So Game Time also makes the perfect holiday gift. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use promo code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. All right, Chris, let's keep it going here, my man. Round three of our player props here, my friend. What do you got?
So we talked about him at the beginning, you know, if I can't shy away from this guy, and that's going to be the running back for St. Louis, Mr. Kareem Williams. He's absolutely been cooking. You know, to me it was difficult to figure out how I wanted to play him. Not extremely difficult, because maybe I just split half unit on each, but I'm looking at his rushing yards, you know, the number is 88 and a half. I think he goes over that number, even though the Saints have been pretty good against the rush. And I'm also looking at his rushing attempts. I think Los Angeles Rams have been, just pretty consistent and a lot more well-balanced. And that's what's actually led to some of the success here. You know, we kind of talked about it when we hit on the Rams at the beginning of the show. I'm just looking back at, you know, his rushing logs, and granted, Washington's defense is absolutely terrible, but 27 carries for 152 yards in this spot against Baltimore. This is the one that really shocked me. 25 carries, 114 yards. You typically don't get 114 yards running the ball against the Baltimore Ravens, specifically when you have to go into Baltimore and do it. Also had an 88-yard game against Cleveland, another really, really stout rush defense that we've been talking about throughout the year. Absolutely lit Arizona up. Absolutely lit Arizona up twice, 143 and 158. So I think, you know, just outside of the carries, outside of the yards, I'm also just looking at his averages. He's been breaking big chunk runs, 56-yard run, 27-yard run, 31-yard run, all within his last 4 to 5 weeks. I don't think that stops here. You know, I like the rush attempts. That number is 19 and a half. You actually can get it at plus money. It's even. So plus 100. And like I said, the rushing yards, 88 and a half. You know, I just think that, you know, like I said, the Saints defense is not necessarily the worst rush defense. I'm looking back through the game logs, and it looks like only Chuba Hubbard 2 weeks ago when they played against the Carolina Panthers was only the only running back that to even kind of go close. But I do think that when I'm looking at, you know, this is what did it for me. When I'm looking at the Rams, they're not really splitting that backfield much at all. So Chuba Hubbard did it, you know, but Miles Sanders still got 10 carries in. So, I think all of these things, you know, combined. My main man, Bijan, was able to get 91 on 16 carries, just a few weeks ago as well. I like Kareem Williams to be able to keep it going this week. You know, I like his rushing yards of 88 and a half, and I also like his rush attempts over 19 and a half. I think that he can definitely get to 20, something that he's did three weeks in a row and four of the last 5 weeks. And like I said, I think Sean McVay wants to continue to, you know, keep this offense explosive, keep it dynamic. And real quick, I wanted to read this one quote that I found, because the Rams, they're trying to get their offensive production just a little bit more stout, specifically inside the red zone, because they do rank 11th in NFL in percentage in red zone scoring, but they haven't been, that number's actually down to 50% over the last two games. So Sean McVay says this was about the game last week against the Commanders, because they did only end up winning that game 28-20 at home. He said, we've been pretty good in the red zone, McVay said. There's been a heightened awareness, especially the last couple of weeks, because of the way we went right down the field on our opening drive and had to settle for a field goal. Ultimately, you want to come away with touchdowns. I've got to be better at play calling. And you talked about how, you know, giving him his flowers, you know, for how much you like the guy. I'm right there with you. I think Sean McVay is one of the more brilliant minds in the NFL. So if he's telling me that, you know, he has to be better at play calling, even though I see this Rams team scoring left and right, I'm thinking that it means a little bit more for some of these guys in these big roles for this offense. So I like this Rams offense a lot this week, and I like Kareem Williams over his rush attempts and over his rushing yards here.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as you here. I think I played the over on his rush attempts at 19 and a half, and like you mentioned, it's at even money. I'm expecting this game to be a game where the Rams are going to be playing from ahead. And when you kind of get into that fourth quarter where you're trying to melt the clock and get those first downs, I think that's where those rush attempts really are going to add up for Kyron Williams to get over this number of 19 and a half. But like you mentioned, Chris, that over the past several weeks and ever since he has returned from that injury for the Los Angeles Rams, he's had 20 or more attempts in three out of the last 4 weeks, including three straight weeks. And you rattle off the numbers. I'm not going to regurgitate everything, but the rushing yards have been there for him as well. He's only played in 10 games this season, Chris, and he's number four in the entire league as far as rushing yards, total rushing yards. And He's up there with Christian McCaffrey, who has close to 1,300. James Cook at 968 and Raheem Mostert at 966. Kyren Williams at 953 in just 10 games. So let's just say he played maybe two more games. He'd probably be at minimum at number two in rushing yards per game. And if he played in all 14, he may be leading the league for sure in rushing yards, total rushing yards for the season. So I think, like I mentioned, what we talked about, like we said at the top of the show, is that the Rams finally have their horses and their ducks in a row here, that everybody's healthy. You have a prolific running game with Williams and also your passing attack as well. So I took the rush attempts over 19 and a half. So I couldn't talk you off of that either. So definitely I'm agreeing, or I'm excited that we agree on this prop here. All right. So that is three player props each for the Thursday night football card. Chris, any honorable mentions you want to throw out before we get to touchdown scores?
I'll throw out. So I was looking at. I'll throw out an honorable mention for an anytime touchdown score. Let's say that.
Okay.
Because I was looking at a guy that probably won't make my making the card, but I thought had some pretty good potential and some really good odds to be able to kind of crack the end zone here.
All right, so let's get into our touchdown scores here. I'll lead it off here. So the first one that really stuck out to me is. Rams defense and special teams to find the end zone here. And we talk about Derek Carr. There's number one, that all possibility that obviously he throws a pick six. And the fear that he's going to have that Aaron Donald is tracking him down, that this could be a strip sack fumble type of situation for Derek Carr. So that was one that stuck out to me. If you want to go first touchdown, that's at 25-1 for the Rams defense. But anytime touchdown, it kind of tells you for that Rams defense and special teams is at plus 550. So that kind of tells you where the books are thinking here. So I do like that. I'm going to double down on my guy, Tyler Higbee, plus 290 to find the end zone here. Like we mentioned, since week 10, the Saints have been giving up the most targets, yards, and receptions to that tight end position. So I think there's an opportunity for him to find the end zone here at plus 290. And I'll throw out one here for the New Orleans Saints here. So it seems like they're really relying on their tight end rotation here. I was on a Mothership show this morning and Sean gave out Jimmy Graham at plus 550. He scored a touchdown, I think, in three straight weeks for this for the Saints team. Juwan Johnson is someone that does intrigue me as well. 5-1. He's been also involved in the red zone and also in the passing game for the New Orleans Saints. So at 5-1, I went a little deeper this week. Cooper Kupp, if you're getting him at plus odds, is something similar to Courtland Sutton, that if you see a guy like that at plus odds, definitely going to take that as well. Puka Nacua is at plus 130 as well. So, Cooper Kupp plus 125, Rams defense / special teams plus 550, Juwan Johnson 5-1, then Tyler Higbee plus 290 is the ones I really do like here, Chris.
Yeah, so you took a couple of my playbook, which is great because I love the alignment. But Higbee, I like Higbee. Of course, like you said, Cooper Kupp, whenever you see him at plus money, especially in a home game, I think you have to. And I think it's just because we kind of talked about that, bend but don't break Saints defense. They're not giving up a lot of points in this spot. But I do think that the way the Rams offense has been playing, he should be able to score. So Cooper Kupp plus 125 is the best odds I see here. I think if you want to go a little bit spicier, on the Saints side, of course you look at Alvin Kamara. Kamara, pretty much has more touchdowns than anybody on his team. And you can actually get him at plus money too. I want to say Alvin Kamara I saw at plus 115. As long as you're getting plus money on a guy like him that's going to have the ball in his hands so much between running and receiving, I don't think you can go wrong there. But I also think the long shot here, is Tyson Hill. Plus 230 for Tyson Hill to get in the red zone. This dude has four rushing touchdowns on the season, and he's going to continue to, keep this playbook a little bit off balance and keep that defense off balance. So I think Tyson Hill could potentially find the end zone here. wouldn't surprise me at all. Him, Alvin Kamara, like you said, I think Cooper Kupp, just because it feels like they're kind of putting the streak together him, you know, so I don't want to get in front of that. So if I can get him at plus money, maybe the books know something I don't know, but that one feels really good. And can't play Kyron Williams in this spot at all because the best odds I see is minus 200. So those are the top guys that I like in this one as well.
Yeah, definitely some alignment there. Kyron Williams at minus 215 for any time touchdown, and then two for him to score two touchdowns. I saw that plus 240 this morning. That's now down to plus 235. So usually you see a guy for him to get, or a guy to get one touchdown is around plus 235, but for Kyron Williams at plus 235. So that kind of tells you what the books are thinking here. Yeah, Pat asking if you have any opinion on Puka Nacua's under receptions. What's that number at? I think I saw it at 5.5 when I was looking at the props. I think my only pushback, I think my only pushback or the argument for the under or for the over would be is that him and Cooper Kupp are getting 1 and 1A like the targets, and Nacua has been really good about making the most with his receptions. And I think that when we talk about like this game script, that if we don't think that Stafford's going to be throwing the football a lot, like you could see a world where he ends up with 4 to 5 receptions and it gets under that total right now of 5.5 receptions for Puka Nacua. So for me, I personally feel like this number is a little bit spot on. I couldn't talk you off of the under though. Chris, any thoughts on Puka Nacua's under 5.5 receptions?
I think it's from a game script perspective is exactly what you said, you know, like, you know, just because the Saints control the clock so much, like you don't want to get into, you know, where you're like, man, like I really need this, you know, Rams offense back on the field. So I would agree. I think just looking at his game log, he's gone under in 7 straight weeks. So he, you know, 5 seems to be spot on because he doesn't have more than 5, but last 4 games, he has 4 more. So the books, you know, slide it to minus 130 on the under and plus 120 on the over. Like you said, Higbee being out there, the dynamic that feels like it's coming back between, you know, Stafford and Kupp. I think the number's spot on. I don't really see an edge either way. You know, now at the beginning of the season, before Cooper Kupp came back, when he had 10 receptions and 15 and 9 and 7, absolutely. But since then, I mean, he only has one game where he has 8 receptions. And the targets, you know, he's catching the ball. The targets haven't really been double digits either. So I do think this one is pretty spot on. Don't let me talk you off, but I think it's spot on.
Yeah, I think the number is spot on as well. So, I mean, I could see it going honestly either way. All right, Chris, let's get into our best bets here, and then we'll put together our price picks entry for the Thursday night football game. You want to lead us off with your best bet?
Yeah, I think I really, really love Stafford to throw 2 touchdowns in this spot, you know, two or more touchdowns in this spot. But I think my favorite one actually might be Alvin Kamara over those 30.5 receiving yards, because I do feel like game script, they're going to be playing from behind. And Kamara, this is something that Kamara does religiously all the time anyway. And without Olave, you know, being in, potentially not being in this one, like I say, he's upgraded to limited in practice. Mm-hmm. I think he's your most dynamic playmaker on the offensive end. So I think Derek Carr, you know, check downs to him. I think, you know, trying to get him on some wheel routes, especially when they see him potentially lined up on a linebacker that he's, you know, much faster than and capable of running past, and a couple screen plays as well. So give me, and I already talked about the targets, and this guy can catch the ball. We know that already. So give me Alvin Kamara on the road, you know, in a spot where I feel like they're going to be playing from behind to go over his receiving yards here, you know, best bet.
Yeah, love it, man. All right, my best bet, I am going to go – man, I really like them all, which means I'm probably going to end up going 0-3.
me too, me love the time.
Give me, you know what, let's go Tyler Higbee over 23.5 receiving yards. I think that number is a little bit conservative, especially we talked about the numbers are backing it up since week 10. The tight end position, the Saints have given up the most targets, receptions, and receiving yards in that span. So I think this might be a good look here for Tyler Higbee. And if it does get four targets here, three catches. I definitely think that he can get over this number of 23 and a half receiving yards. So that'll be my best bet for the Thursday night football card for week 16. Chris has put together our Prize Picks entry for the Thursday night football game between the Saints and the Rams. Again, go to prizepicks.com. Make sure you use our promo code SGPN. You'll get a first deposit match of up to $100, but only if you use our promo code SGPN. All right. So for our Prize Picks entry, let's start here with, I think we got to put Stafford's passing touchdowns aren't in there because we both agreed on that. So I'll leave that one to the side. Where is, all right, we'll go Kyren Williams rush attempts higher, or sorry, more than 19 and a half. I think we both like that. Yeah. Chris, what was the other ones that you liked on your card?
I like it. Let's go your Higbee route. Let's take his receiving yards over. And then I really like Kamara receiving yards as well. I think it's gonna be a pretty good offensive game on both sides of the ball, I think. With St. Louis having the Saints having to play from behind and having to play a little bit faster and score, a few more points in this one as well.
You know, the funny part is, Chris, that you keep on saying St. Louis. Last week, I was doing the same thing with the Raiders. I kept on saying Los Angeles Raiders, or I kept on saying Oakland Raiders for whatever reason instead of Vegas Raiders. But, that kind of tells you, how I don't want to say old we are, but how
we are old. Yeah, we're old.
We're old, but also
watching these sports for a while.
Yeah. But it just kind of tells you, these teams relocating and stuff and things like that. But all right, so just to recap our Prize Picks entry here, we're gonna go with Mr. Kyren Williams more than 19 and a half rush attempts. We'll go with Alvin Kamara more than, I see the number of 24 and a half for his receiving yards for Alvin Kamara, and then we'll go Tyler Higbee more than 23 and a half receiving yards. That $100 entry will get you $400 on the power play, which you must go 3 for 3, which hopefully we do go 3 for 3 and able to put some money in your guys' pockets. Again, go to prizepicks.com. Make sure you use that promo code SGPN. You'll get a 100% deposit bonus of up to $100. All right, that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the NFL, for the NFL PropCast for the Thursday night football game between the Saints and the Rams. Chuk 72 pointing out he still says San Diego for the Chargers. Yeah,
man, I said it. Me too.
Yeah,
LaDainian Thomas. Yeah, all that.
definitely couldn't talk you off of that. Our friend of the show, Justin Decker, who's a huge Chargers fan, he still says San Diego Chargers. He has a whole song that he sings as well. You definitely got to check it out if you haven't already. But yeah, I get it for sure. Chris, anything else, my man, before we get out of here?
Nah, man. Just, as always, definitely, if you guys haven't, leave the podcast a good review over there. We would always appreciate that. Five star over there. Check out my work on Twitter at @CrispyCaptain2P2Ns if you guys would like to, follow what I'm betting. Doing YouTube shows, doing NBA, hands in a lot of different places right now. But, as always, what I always say is, bet responsibly and enjoy the action, man. This should be a good Thursday night game. Best of luck to everyone.
Yeah, 100%, man. It's been a fun season thus far, but still a long ways to go here with a few weeks left here. And obviously we'll get into the playoffs and all that good stuff as well. We'll be back on Friday for the Sunday games. So look out for us then. Hopefully it is a full house. I know it's been a minute since both Rod and Chris and myself, I've all been on the show together, just some scheduling things, but hopefully we can make it on Friday. So look out for us then. You can follow me on X at SportsNerd824. More importantly, make sure you subscribe to the NFL Gambling Podcast YouTube channel for all things happening on the NFL Gambling Podcast, not just the PropCast, but all the other shows that we do as well. All right, we'll talk to you guys on Friday. Till then, good luck with your bets. Let's break these books off and let it ride.